What do you see out of San Diego City? They have one punt return target.
Yeah, they've struggled a little bit in that area. You try and get a grasp for what the team's doing this season. That's obviously what you're going to focus on. We happen to have a lot of background with that team over the last, 4 years. We played them 9 times, I think. And so you got a feel for some of the personnel. They've been a team that's been challenged by injuries, and there's been some new people in there. It didn't work out for their returner. I know that they're excited to get back and answer the bell. So there's not one thing that you see that jumps off the tape. There's, a couple plays, here and there, and there's probably a different result. They had a couple longer returns called back by penalty, which, unfortunately for them, that doesn't count. Because anytime you get a penalty in the return game, it usually goes back to a 0-yard return, and then you go backwards with it. So, that's kind of why statistically it's ended up like it has so far for them.
Jeff, do you know about Herndon, who maybe the next guy to pick the return?
Yeah, based on what I've read, that's supposed to be the guy who's going to be on top of their depth chart, press release or whatever. That doesn't mean all that much. I'm sure you guys have figured out the depth charts are a little bit different on Sunday than they are when you guys get them. And there's a lot of different contributing factors. Specifically to that player, he returned in the preseason. There's a little bit of tape, did a good job. I think he averaged a first down when it was his opportunity. He's a young player. He had, I believe, a 30-yard return. He had a 24-yard punt return. He got his hands on a kickoff kind of as an off returner. Whether or not they use him or not in that area remains to be seen. But he's a guy who's got some speed. He's not a small guy, a little bit of size to him, vertical north-south guy. He's got enough speed to get to the edge. Eric Weddle may be back for them. He's returned punts for them in the past. Donald Brown will be active most likely. He's returned kickoffs in the past. Andy Woodhead's done that. They've got a lot of different options. Obviously, their top two guys who've returned for them this year, Jacoby just went on IR. Jacoby just got released, and Keenan Allen to IR, so they're going to have somebody else back there.
Jim, how can you shore up your coverage groups?
I think we just keep working. There's some things, over the bye week that you look at, and there's some things that have shown up, and you're trying to address those things. You're trying to address those every day in practice. You're trying to address those things in the meeting room, on the practice field, and allow guys to play with a little bit of confidence. The punt return thing for us, in terms of our punt coverage, we'd done, in my mind, a solid job of covering punts for a majority of the year. We get hit with a trick play against Seattle. We obviously didn't cover that very well. But the normal punt returns, there's some things that showed up, and we didn't necessarily get hit by them. But I think guys have kind of realized that, if we don't address these things, if we don't, take – some of the things that are being emphasized, then you can get exposed. And against a good returner like that, that's what happened. That particular returner, especially going that way, has had a lot of production in that style of punt return. So I think it helps us moving forward, focusing in on the things that are emphasized and trying to play better that way.
So, Mark's two returns that he lofted, it seemed so out of character for him. Was it the wind? Was it coming the way it was coming off the left foot?
Mark is a very confident fielder of the ball. His history has been very good in terms of ball security. In a left-footed, and their guy put one on the ground. A little bit more wind up there than sometimes it may look. Left-footed guy, wind's coming across. When he hits that inside-out punt, it's usually going to die short and left. That's what happened. Mark couldn't catch up to it. A little bit of traffic on the first one, the second one. I think it just moved on him late. So we have a lot of confidence in Mark going forward. There's a lot of tape. There's dramatically a lot more tape than of him doing that successfully than unsuccessfully, and we look forward to him getting back on track.
Did you consider at all making a change maybe after the second one to get somebody else in?
I think all those things situationally always play, play into it. Sometimes it's a matter of, taking a rep off. A lot of people talk about, quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, right? Sit there and watch a series, and maybe you don't try and mess with your returner all that much. Consideration, yeah, we never got to that. We have several guys on our team who we feel like can do a good job in that area.
On that punt return touchdown, was the kick where you wanted it?
the kick could have been a little bit different. There's that I told you guys this before. When you give up big plays, it's rarely one guy. It can be. It can be. Certainly in the protection phase, one guy can turn a guy loose, you know, and there it is. It was not the case of, you know, the punt being where it was or how it was kicked or whatever. That's not what resulted in a touchdown. There's a couple contributing factors that, you know, I hope we learned our lesson. It's certainly something that's been addressed in the past and will continue to be addressed and enforced.
Do you want Pat to be last more one, aggressive guys. At the end of that return?
I mean, as opposed to, I don't know, it'd be hard for me to say exactly what we're, you know, trying to emphasize in that. You're always trying to get the return on the ground. And there's certainly a challenge with a guy who's in an unnatural tackling position with multiple people running at him. I don't think that there's anybody who schemes something league-wide, college, pro, whatever, where that guy is a primary coverage guy. Whether it's getting away or making a move, there's certainly some things that that we could do in that on that particular play.
So you weren't unhappy with his effort on that play to get the returner on the ground?
I don't think that's what I said.